At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Perhaps you've heard this story from the 1980s. It's about Van Halen. While on tour, the rock band Van Halen included an interesting line item in their rider. Now, if you don't know, a rider is basically a contract for a stage performance, and it includes everything from where the band wants to stay, accommodations and things like that, to how they want the stage set up and designed, to what they want in their green room or dressing room. And so this was a line item for something they wanted in their dressing room. M&M's, warning, absolutely no brown ones. And this was in all caps. So again, M&M's, warning, absolutely no brown ones. It's not that they hated brown M&M's. After all M&M's taste the same, right? The color of the M&M doesn't affect the flavor. Or that they were divas. They weren't divas. As David Lee Roth explained in his autobiography, Crazy from the Heat, they had a lot of important safety clauses in the rider as well. Van Halen's show was one of the first highly technical shows in the industry, and a lot could go wrong. The M&M's clause made sure a venue read the entire rider. So here is an excerpt from David Lee Roth's book, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. So when I would walk backstage, if I saw a brown M&M in that bowl, well, line check the entire production. Guaranteed you're going to arrive at a technical error. They didn't read the contract. Guaranteed you'd run into a problem. Sometimes it would threaten to just destroy the whole show. Something like literally life-threatening. This is a pretty great test. After all, like, they had pyrotechnics and rope work and the flyer thing that I forget the name of, and harnesses and stuff. And if a venue couldn't even do something as secure M&M's minus the brown ones, what gave them confidence that they did the pyrotechnics the right way? So anyway, I think this is a really great test, and I've decided to implement it for my podcast guest pitches. As you know from a previous episode or any of the million times I've written about it, podcast pitches are getting worse. AI is making them so much worse. Shockingly, despite my best efforts, this hasn't gotten through to the biggest offenders, guest pitching agencies. In the intervening time since I wrote my article about AI making podcast guest pitches work, again, this was like June 2024, and now when I'm recording this in July 2025, they have seemed to degrade even more, following this all too common format. Hey Joe, I loved your recent episode about and then completely AI generated summary. It reminded me of client name, who, something that may or may not be related to episode. So if you can't tell what the fill in the blanks were, I'll link the article. And then just more AI slop. And I've attached their one sheet. When can we get them on the show? Looking forward to hearing from you. And if you're wondering if this is just like an overgeneralization of the pitches I'm getting, here is a real, I'll read it verbatim. I will, I'll censor the client information because it's not their fault. I mean, I guess it's their fault they've hired a crappy agency, but they probably don't know this. This is a real one I've gotten twice from the same person. Hi, Joe. I just listened to your episode, Automate to Build Relationships, and couldn't agree more with your message about using automation thoughtfully. Your point about not automating away humanity really resonated with me. especially when you emphasize that relationship building isn't a numbers game. I'm reaching out because I have a guest who I believe would be perfect for your show, especially given your recent discussion about the right way to approach automation. Known as the is the founder of and has made it his mission to help entrepreneurs automate with purpose, not just for the sake of automation. I'm going to tell you again, I got this pitch twice, two different times, because I have two different shows. And I'm sharing it because it's so blatantly obvious that they didn't listen to the episode, which was, by the way, less than 3 minutes long. That's right, it was a voice note. Now, I've offered a ton of advice on how to improve guest pitches, but what if you're the podcaster that's getting pitched? How can you separate the wheat from the chaff? I personally have a form that goes to Notion where I can quickly evaluate guests. Naturally, you can join my mailing list over at casabona.org/join to get a copy of that automation. But I also have a specific question I'm looking for. And I should jump ahead here, not jump ahead. I should backtrack maybe and say that I do read every guest pitch. I read every one of those crappy emails because I have gotten good guests from them. My friend Jackie Schiff and my friend Elizabeth Howell and my friend Brittany Lynn. That makes it sound like I forgot her name. But my friend Brittany Lynn, they were not my friends at first. They just had really good pitches. And then we formed actual good relationships where they understood, who I was looking for in a guest. Right. And so I do get good pitches and I've had amazing guests from those pitches. So I do read everyone, which makes my brown M&M test even more important. So how I am checking this, I have one specific question I'm looking for an answer to. And there's something you should know. I get 4 to 8 pitches per day on average, because there's actually two places where I'm accepting guest pitches on my application form over at streamline.fm/apply and on Podmatch from my friend Alex Sanfilippo. And like I said, it's important to me that I read every pitch, because for all the bad ones I've gotten some fantastic guests coming through cold pitching. So my brown M&M's clause, it used to be what episode made you want to reach out. Obviously AI has ruined that question. So now it's a practical experience question. Guests must propose a specific time-saving process, system, or automation when pitching. This makes it really easy for me to scan through a pitch to know if they took the time to read the directions and learn about the show. If they don't include a specific time-saving process, system, or automation, it's a really easy rejection. So, and like I said, it's much better than my previous screener of what episode made you want to reach out. I also say I'm not interested in founder stories, but that still requires parsing the pitch to see if they are pitching their story or if they're just really including biographical information. So once I apply this quick test, if they are pitching a specific time-saving process, the evaluation becomes much easier. And I'll let you in on a secret here. If the pitch is good, even if they don't strictly give me this, right? If they try or they say, hey, I don't really have a specific one, but, here's what I'm thinking about. It shows me that the real reason for this is it shows me they've read the instructions. If Van Halen saw brown M&Ms in their green room, they knew their next step was to do a full walkthrough of the tech again to make sure there were no issues. If a guest fails my test, I just reject them. But if they pass, it's time for the actual work. So that's when I start researching them. And I've tried deep research through ChatGPT. It's fine. I don't fully trust it though, so I need to go actually check things. One prompt I do have in guest research, I can do a whole episode on this actually, but I do say like, be skeptical, verify that they can speak to the topic they're speaking or they're pitching. And that's been pretty good. I'll include one more addendum here. And that is that when I do get, you know, sometimes I will get pitches via email where people are asking me, how do you like to get pitches? And so I will say this. I'm currently looking for case studies, solopreneurs who've saved time by implementing a process, system, or automation. The criteria are clear and inflexible. The guest must be a solopreneur, no employees, only contractors. The guest must have built a system that saves them time, and they must be able to speak intelligently about it. They must also be able to talk about how the system has had a positive impact on their business. I am not interested in founder stories or general tips in some area of expertise. Bonus points if they are a parent. If the above criteria is met, you can fill out the form here. That's usually enough to get the pitching agencies off my back. I respond once and now they know exactly how they'd be wasting their time. So now my question for you is, what's your brown M&Ms? That guest pitch screening process saves me hours each week and reduces the friction in evaluating cold pitches. As you think about your podcast process, or really any screening process, I encourage you to think about what your brown M&Ms test is. And if you already have it, let me know. Head over to streamlinedfeedback.com and tell me about it. I'd love to hear it. I'll read a few on the show if I get a bunch. But that's it for this episode of The Streamlined Podcaster. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.